Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Andrea Bernstein.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Karina Longworth now joins us, film critic and editor of Spout Blog, daily film culture blog that's part of Spout.com, a social networking site for movie lovers. And you're in Cannes, right, Karina?
Yes, I am.
So make me jealous. What do you see and what's the buzz?
Well, everybody is really excited about this French film called A Prophet, which is directed by Jacques Audiard. He had a film a few years ago called The Beat That My Heart Skipped, which was essentially a remake of James Toback's Fingers. And A Prophet follows a young Muslim criminal who enters a prison and gets tied up with the Italian mafia there and then eventually takes them over.
And at Cannes this year, and in the middle of some turmoil in the American film industry where audiences are up, but the production of films is way, way down, what is the sort of sense on the street of the American directors that the French audiences and the European audiences are most interested in?
Well, going into the festival, people were very excited about Taking Woodstock, which is the new film by Ang Lee, and also Inglourious Basterds, which is the new film from Quentin Tarantino. That one hasn't screened yet, so the anticipation is still high, but Taking Woodstock screened a few days ago, and reaction has been pretty dismal.
Really?
It has a few fans, but in general, especially coming on the heels of his last film, Brokeback Mountain, people are pretty disappointed.
Well, listen to a little clip from the Quentin Tarantino flick, and we can talk about that for a moment. Again, you're saying that hasn't screened yet, but here's a preview.
Members of the National Socialist Party conquered Europe through murder, torture, intimidation, and terror. And that's exactly what we're going to do to them. We will be cruel to the Germans. And through our cruelty, they will know who we are.
Oh, sounds like another, you know, family flick from Quentin Tarantino, huh, Karina?
Right. That's Brad Pitt as a Nazi hunter and the head of a group of Jewish American soldiers who go out looking to scalp Nazis.
And it's just, and it isn't even the most violent movie that's being screened there. Tell us about Antichrist.
Antichrist screened yesterday, and in general, the press is appalled. It's the new film by Lars von Trier, who made Dogville, Breaking the Waves, Dancer in the Dark. And it stars Charlotte Gainsbourg and Willem Dafoe as a couple who go a little mad after their son dies. And it's extremely violent, extremely graphic sexually. People here are saying that there's absolutely no way it can be released in the version that's screened here. Some people really like it, though. but there was a lot of laughter during the press screening and even some booing.
Well, I'm looking forward to Terry Gilliam's coming back with Heath Ledger's last film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Heath Ledger actually died during the shooting of the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. And he was replaced by three actors, Johnny Depp, Colin Farrell, and Jude Law.
Wow.
And this still hasn't screened yet either, but a few people have seen it in market screenings, and apparently the three replacement actors play a version of Heath Ledger's character in what seem to be dream sequences. The consensus is that the film is beautifully made, but that, like many recent Terry Gilliam movies, it's kind of a mess and doesn't really hold together.
Yeah, sometimes it's the mess that I like the most, but that doesn't make it commercially successful. Well, Karina, have a great time in Cannes. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Karina Longworth is a film critic and editor of Spout Blog, daily film culture blog that's part of Spout.com, talking about the Cannes Film Festival all this week.